It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kevin Kitchen. He is with the Utah Department of Transportation Region 4. And, you know, there's a survey out there. If you want to kind of have your voice be heard about what you would like the roads and things in rural Utah, especially in our area, to look like over the next, say, 30 years, 40 years, they're asking for your input. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about how these things kind of come into play and where we create these plans and what brings them about. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Thanks.
So let's dive into this particular survey. And this really deals with rural Utah, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Many people aren't aware, but the state is actually divided into what's called metropolitan planning organizations and then everything else, which is the rural areas. And so UDOT spearheads the planning way out there for the rural areas, where these organizations in the urban areas do their own planning efforts. And then we try to combine all of those plans together into a vision for what transportation will look like in the future for Utah.
And you were saying how the metropolitan areas, the bigger areas, have specific groups that do this for that area, right? But this is really, this covers the whole rural area, and UDOT kind of spearheads that part of it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, precisely. That's exactly how it works. You know, and what we're looking at right now, we call it the long-range plan, and what we're looking for is people with insight and vision into the future that can kind of help us hit four key areas. We've developed what's called a framework for the way that transportation should move forward in order to have quality of life into the future. That includes better mobility, good health, connected communities, and strong economies. So those four specific emphasis areas are areas that our survey focuses on, and folks that want to take this survey can go to udotinput.utah.gov/udotplanning, and they'll be able to jump right into the page that will lead them to the survey. But what this does is it asks you a couple of key questions in those four different areas, things like how important is providing accessibility to services to you, or providing freight corridors or efficient movement of goods or business growth. Those are the types of questions we'll be looking at, and they'll take a series of those things on the survey, and that will help them in determining some of the needs. There's also a map that people can comment on at that website where they can go in and just click on the map and say, hey, right here is where we think these types of things should happen. Now, keep in mind, this plan is way out there in the future, so typically these are bigger plans looking at infrastructure, you know, with the sky being the limit and what it looks like, you know, 30, 40 years down the road.
And that's where, excuse me, that's where people could go in and kind of, you know, I mean, because we talked about it before we came on, about the fact that US 6 is always going to be a little bit of a pain point for people here in eastern Utah. And that you can kind of let people know this is what you could do, or those kinds of things on that website as well, as far as the survey goes.
Yeah, exactly. And what they will do is they'll take a look at each of those comments. They'll vet them. Obviously, some comments will be very similar. But they will take all those comments, put them together, and weigh that against other needs that the department's been able to identify. And in essence, they'll try and produce a vision or a very general plan of what these corridors could look like in the future. So, for instance, with US 6, I know through Spanish Fork Canyon, we narrow down, of course, when you get into the narrows, right, where we have all those curves and so forth. These are very expensive projects that may have to be broken down over a couple of decades and taken apart chunk by chunk in order to accomplish, or things like having a median divide the directions on US 6 would be another example. So these are all types of things we're doing. You know, and to give you an example of some things that are already on there, should additional lanes be added near the helper area? That is something that I think currently exists on the long-range plan. And these plans break them down into about 10-year into decade segments. So, you know, you'll look out there 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, basically.
And so this is your opportunity to let your voice be heard and have a little bit of a say in what's going to go on as far as, you know, transportation in our area here over, once again, the next 30, 40 years. Give them an idea of, you know, what you would like to see happen there in that area. Now, if you go on the website, Kevin, we talked about that. The date is actually the 5th of August is the cutoff date. But you said that people can get in there and still add stuff to that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they're looking at a cycle. What they like to do is have something, I shouldn't say concrete because it's planning, but they like to have something that they can use for other planning processes to be able to show in other documents that they're working on and so forth, to be able to keep things moving forward in the department. And so they set that date so that they can basically aggregate everything so that the Transportation Commission and others can take a look at what they're planning. But this is a process that is typically ongoing, and I would say, you know, if you can get those comments in, if you can't get them in by this weekend, if you can get them in by next week, you know, there's a really good chance they're going to make it into the vetting process and, you know, with everything else that's been in there for their next steps forward. But need to consider that you can always add comments here, and like I say, this is way out there. So these things will change and be revised every 4 years and updated, you know, based upon what we're seeing with economies and with mobility and all these types of things. But it really helps to shape things and get them to a point where we can move them forward as maybe proposed types of projects in other processes that we have, and eventually move them towards the funding processes.
All right. Once again, Kevin Kitchen with UDOT. Thank you so much for taking the time out to explain all this out to people and, you know, get on there, take that survey and, you know, shape the future of transportation in rural Utah. Kevin, once again, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.